Brian Lewis will be first to speak. Brian is a theater and dance major, and in the fall he gave a brilliant performance in the lead role of, I hope I pronounced this right, Martin McDonagh's The Pillow Man. Brian?
I gave a version of this speech a couple weeks ago that had an intro that was specifically crafted for the senior commencement address. Of course, Dan Clucci, or as I like to call him, Benedict Arnold Judas Stalin, will now be giving that speech. Ugh. When I first found out Dan had won, it was like a dark... It was like a dark presence entered my life. And today, I admit that Dan's taint continues to haunt my dreams. But to my faithful supporters out there, know that I did actually try to kill him. Sam Miller, do you like that I am the hunter? We all heard the results on a Friday, and that night, Dan and I and a few of our friends were relaxing in my room. Sly dog that I am, I pretended to be tipsy after downing 8 drinks. Usually I just fill up a bike pump with moonshine and shoot it into my heart. Anyway, at some point we were walking through the campus center. Everyone was feeling rowdy and they were laughing and throwing those little flyers and pamphlets back and forth. Well, I wanted to have fun too. So when Dan was on the phone at the bottom of the stairs, I threw one of the iron chairs at him. It took a bad bounce. I wasn't aiming that way. But let's just say your commencement speaker has a little trouble catching heavy furniture with his back. Dan lived, thanks miracle of modern medicine. But he did bleed a lot. Dan, I apologize again. You know I love you, and if you need orthopedic surgery later in life, I'll pay for part of your deductible. Sam Miller, do you see how generous I am? Now that that's out in the open, a few thoughts for the class of 2008. For those of you who have jobs, congratulations. I wish you the best in your shameless pursuits of lucre. For those of us who do not, we will enjoy the timeless satisfaction of living as one with the earth. Our lives, thankfully devoid of apartments and clothes and food. Luckless comrades, I offer you a proposition. Do not let those spiteful Eloi know you are unemployed. When they ask you again what you are doing next year, lie to them. If your fake job sounds cooler than their real one, they'll have more trouble crushing your soul. That's why I tell everyone I'm going to be an X-Man. No matter how ambitious or bizarre your aspirations, Amherst has given you the tools to do literally whatever you want. As Will Smith once put it to his son in the hit, Just the Two of Us, what you gonna be? A general? A doctor? Maybe an MC? Boy, I want to kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you... I may have quoted too much of the song. But I think you see what I'm getting at. I have no doubt that many of you will go on to do great things in your chosen field, whether or not you already know what that chosen field may be. I think each of us has extracted different life lessons from our time here, but one of the most important things I've come away with is a willingness to... Psych! Here's some things I've actually learned in college. 1, my laptop is not a bathroom. 2, my roommate is not a bathroom. 3, having seizures on dates is a bad thing. Thank you for helping me with that life lesson, Monica Snyder. 4, even though no one is technically driving, ghost riding the whip still counts as a DUI. Five, I am no longer good at any sports. 6, guys who are good at sports play beanbags and bocce. 7, professors do not like when you respond to their questions as Lil Wayne. Mr. Lewis, what do you think Faulkner was trying to say? My pockets on creatine. 8. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is there to hear it, it should have invested in Life Alert. 9. Cat Durid is for fight. That was for a select crowd there. 10. When I tell people I am a theater and dance major, they will assume I am good at dancing and gay. I do have one serious thought from last time that I'd like to reiterate. In the coming months and years, each of us will identify differently as we become newly independent adults. We have already begun to define ourselves as liberal or conservative, reverent or iconoclastic, workaholic or not. But whatever adjectives you select, consider how you live up to their meaning. Our talents and strengths are in great demand, and I doubt whether anyone here has yet lived up to their potential. Hopefully, Amherst has given each of us a sense of the person we want to become, but the burden is now on us to take the initiative and act in accord. For my own part, I've been working on adamantium grafts and telepathy. Watch. Incorrect, Sam Miller. Our babies will be named Peach and Fluorescent. Thank you.